tables have turned. Vinyl, which used to be an outdated piece of plastic, is making its comeback. CD and digital sales have gone down since the arrival of online streaming services. Meanwhile, vinyl record sales continue to skyrocket. In the past, vinyl provided listeners with a unique social experience, according to Eric Schwab, manager of digitization, preservation, and arts at the Toronto Reference Library.
It was just more immersive than putting on singular headphones and only you can hear it. It's more inspired or more creative in the sense that you have to search for each record physically and sort of make a playlist in your head.
The Toronto Reference Library is using vinyl to bring users back.
We're not just a place where people go to ask questions anymore. So sort of jumping onto that bandwagon of vinyl records, it's a good way to us to connect with the younger community, and because our goal is to have people come back to the library.
The library carries a massive vinyl record collection. Schwab manages its collection of 15,000 records.
So you can see they're just in numeric order.
They carry a unique collection of records, such as one by a band named Toronto and a compilation of songs by Subway musicians.
So let's pull. This is a band called Toronto. I've never heard it, but 1508. Classic. There's a record of Toronto subway musicians.
Kids are waking up in the morning, hurrying down to the subway, playing an hour, having breakfast.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Schwab says that holding a physical copy of music, as opposed to listening to it digitally, makes a huge difference.
I think the younger generation is really interested in having something they can hold on to.
Jack Leeper is a university student who's been listening to records since he was 12.
You know, always picked up cool vinyl along the way. It's pretty neat. I think like holding a physical piece of music is always like, I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting movement. Like, you can listen as much as you want on Spotify or Apple Music and whatnot, but like just always holding it and playing it, it's a different experience.
Today, he's at Paradise Bound in Kensington Market.
We're just shopping, having a good time in Kensington today, looking at some Japanese art and vinyl. I always come to this place, I find it really interesting, so brought a few friends by.
The owner of the store, Gray Coyote, is a vinyl enthusiast. He says that vinyl sound quality is beyond compare.
They got the technology to a point in every step of the process, starting with the studio, the acoustics of the studio, the engineering gear, the arrangement of the players, and the microphones, and the tape that was being used, and then, you know, the cutting process, and the pressing process, and the quality of the vinyl itself. They got it to such a level of near perfection that it became really quite wonderful. And I'll give you an example of that right now. This is Sinatra.
According to Coyote, people have too much information being thrown at them these days. Listening to records gives them a chance to take a step back.
Hey, in a world, you know, where there's so much crazy, maybe it's nice to slow down, think about the whole side of a record you'd like to listen to instead of maybe listening to all of one song before your thumbs are going again to get the next song, or your friend is saying, no, let me show you this one. And why don't you just slow down, shut up, pour a drink, and listen to the whole side of a good record. It's a way when you're at home to take it down a few notches.
Unlike digital music, which is easily shared through sound files, vinyl records can only physically belong to one person at a time. They can be passed down from generation to generation, or seller to reseller, but they cannot be duplicated. Coyote is passing down his personal record collection to his daughter, Kaya.
And there's a little note to my daughter, who's 5. I leave little notes on a lot of my records to her, so that when I kick off and die, I'll still be talking to her.
One record that he especially wants her to hear is by Paul McCartney.
This is Kaya, this one. Now. What do I mean by that?
Instructions. We thought maybe put it there.
Figure
this one. Oh, this one. You want her to listen to this one.
Right. This one. This one. It was one of his last hits, and it's a beautiful song about being in the moment of love. This one. Play a little guitar.
Take you in my arms, look you in the eye, tell you that I do. Did I open up my heart, let you look inside?
With vinyl's comeback, it might be a good idea to invest in a record player or even borrow your grandparents. In Toronto, I'm Noella Ove.